look forward to these segments every single week because I don't have one PhD.
Nope.
Let alone two. True. And we're in times that it's time to up the bar a little bit. So we have the author of Thriving in an Economic Tsunami, not just surviving, but thriving.
Yes.
And in order to do that, you need two PhDs. So we found a guy that happens to have two PhDs. Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Well, seriously, what a nice intro. And if all it took was two PhDs to fix the economy, I wish every single one of those policymakers would get a second one.
No doubt about it. Well, you do have answers, and people are hungry for answers right now because it is chaotic out there. People are feeling it. They're aware of it. Everything looks a little crazy. And every time that we have you on the show, you're like, yep, these things are going on, but, and you always bring peace to the situation because you always bring it back to God has a plan. He's not chewing his nails. He hasn't fallen off the throne. He is excited. And so should we be at this time.
Well, he never left the throne. He's always been there. And you know what? Every society since the beginning of time, starting with the first society of just Adam and Eve, had problems, right?
Yes. So,
but you know what? God always comes to the rescue. He gives people a solution. He gives people hope. And it doesn't matter how bad the storm is. He's always there. But we have to just be aware and in tune with his voice so we can make the right decisions, listen to him. Because I believe he's telling us all the time, every single second of every single day, what to do, how to do it, how to live a life of peace, how to restore hope, how to take back what the enemy has stolen. Every single one of those things is out there for us to have every single second of every single day. But sometimes we get too focused on the bad news and everything that's going on and important stuff and unimportant stuff.
Yeah.
Like what, you know, how many people are going to Taylor Swift's concert, or is Trump going to lose immunity and, you know, presidential immunity? And if he does, what does that mean for every other president?
Right.
If I were a president, I mean, imagine how this will change life forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little critical thinking exercise with my team this morning. And, you know, it's like, okay, if you knew that you had immunity, would you have, you know, gone and killed Osama bin Laden? And everyone says, well, yes. It's like, what if you didn't? And you're going to be charged with international war crimes. Would you still do the same thing? And it's like, well, was it the right thing to do? I mean, when there's consequences, everybody thinks twice about something. Mm-hmm. But this is going to change presidential power or authority forever because people are just going to not do anything. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't get in trouble for it, right? But but the same thing with our finances. You know, it's like, we don't have immunity to our own decisions as a business leader, as a family. We have consequences, right? But if we didn't have consequences, you could live a lavish, frivolous, weird lifestyle because there's no consequences. But there's consequences in life all the time. And what we want to try to look at is don't look at a consequence as a negative thing. Look at what you do that's really good and look at the positive benefit of that, right? Too many times people get focused on, okay, this is my punishment and this is why I don't do it. Don't do something because there's a punishment or not. Do something because it's simply the right thing to do, right? And so anyway, that's what we try to help people with every single day.
So good.
Well, and live a life, you know, it's not a real sexy pitch, but try to live a life with the fewest number of regrets later. You know, I think that's why it's benefit to marry early and to stay faithful in a relationship and, you know, to maybe put constraints on yourself when you go to bed, when you get up and how much you eat and how much you drink and you know, all of these kind of things. It's not that maybe one thing in and of itself is a deal breaker, but it's like, what are you setting in motion that's going to create regrets later? Like there's no regrets, you know, for putting constraints on yourself and controlling your appetites. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's no, is there a harmful consequence one day or the other? Probably not on most decisions, but the trajectory over time, the accumulation mm-hmm. of those things makes such a big difference. And that's where, you know, I think as believers, we're very transparent here. Like we have a biblical worldview on these things. And so the decisions we make when you're tying your wealth towards a Babylonian money system, when you're tying it towards a fake currency that's not backed by anything, when you're living a debt-based lifestyle personally in a nation that has a debt-based monetary policy, mm-hmm. All of those things accumulatively, it's not a matter of maybe a crash today or tomorrow. It's based on sand, mm-hmm. you know, which inevitably creates regrets in your future. So you have to have that kind of a mindset when you're looking at these items, because you can't look in and of the day, like, how is the stock market doing? Well, if it's doing good today or bad, it's still based on debt. It's based on overvaluations of companies that aren't really producing or creating anything, mm-hmm. you know? And so like, you have to have that biblical worldview mixed in this. Otherwise you're always basing things on false parameters.
And speaking of collapses, you actually have some stuff today about bank collapses and predictions and video on that. So talk about that. What's going on?
So over the weekend, I was doing some research and, you know, a lot of this, I'm getting ready for my team meeting. We have all 70 of our team coming in over next weekend. And I like to ask critical thinking questions. It's like, okay, look at these headlines. What is going to happen to the world, and what does it look like down the road if they come true or if they don't? Like, yeah. For example, mm-hmm. what does the world look like when the World Economic Forum says that 98% of all countries have central bank digital currency ready to deploy?
Wow.
How is that going to change 90%. What we do? For example, if it with private money where that's not tracked, and I mean, you don't care who you give to, like what church you tithe to. You don't care what you spend your money on. You don't care what political party you give to, because nobody knows about it, right? It's a private transaction, which is how money should be. But under central bank digital currency and their threat or promise, I guess are the same thing right now, mm-hmm. is that they will cut you off from the ability to buy or sell if your ideology doesn't match up with theirs. And I was asking my team this question. It's like, if you know that that's coming and 98% of the countries are ready, it's coming. Does that change your urgency on how you do things or how you think? And if you knew that you were going to be cut off from your bank account, would you still give to the church? Would you still donate to your political mm-hmm. party? Would you still put gas in your car? Right? Would, I mean, and a lot of times people say, well, I don't know what I would do. It's like, what do you mean you don't know? Either it's right or it's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right? That's right.
Tithing isn't an option. It's not a suggestion. Mm-hmm. It's actually a command. Give mm-hmm. 10% of your first fruits and then watch what happens. There's blessings. And I was thinking about this weekend because so many people are afraid of what the government is going to do to them if they continue to give under central bank digital currency and their ideology doesn't match up. But what is after Malachi, the verse in Malachi 3:10, where it says, give 10% of your first fruits. What's the verse after that? It says, when you give and when you give with a grateful heart, watch what happens next, because the locust won't devour your field.
Yeah.
Your enemies won't have teeth, basically. I'm paraphrasing, but there's protection, not just provision, but protection that comes. So who cares what the global banking authorities say and how they're going to cut you off? Mm. You don't deviate from what God has called us to do because they're threatening to cut you off from your money. You just continue to give and do the right thing and watch how God protects, right? So yes. Some of the news from this weekend is the IMF, and there's a couple videos here, one at a symposium where they're talking about the IMF is worried about banking crisis and a run on the banks.
Our wallets, Google Pay, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay. That total was $4 billion last year. So 10 factor already on Zelle, and Zelle's growing at a faster rate. So the draw, it's growing 100% a year, basically, Zelle transactions are. So you're atomizing money, you're making it more available, just like the ATM did when you could go in and get 20s instead of 100s because you didn't want to stand in line just to get 20s, and suddenly 20s became the norm going out of the machine, and $40 was a lot, and you could go back. This has all changed the way money works, but there's both a tax on both sides, and driving down the cost is a preeminent thing. And we've been driving that cost down hard because we want a cashless society. It costs us $5 billion for checks and cash to move around our company.
You want a cashless society?
We are driving towards a faster, but we have more to gain than anybody in a sense from a pure operating cost. And so we're driving it, and the costs will come down and everything's happening. And the costs are already very low. It's very efficient, very little fraud when you actually look at the volumes going through.
So we hate cash. We want a cashless society. Thank you.
There are many protests in Europe against the electronic euro. What is the reason?
You know, it's the beauty of Europe. It has different positions. If you ask in Northern Europe, for instance, in the Netherlands, they're quite happy to see the e-euro coming. If you ask a young German man, he'll say, yeah, fine. As I said, I don't want Meta, Google, or Amazon to suddenly come up with a currency that would take over the sovereignty of Europe. I don't want a foreign currency to become the currency of trading within Europe. So we have to be ready.
No, the problem is they don't want to be controlled. They don't want to...
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? Now we have in Europe this threshold. Above 1,000 euros, you cannot pay cash. If you do, you are on the gray market. You take your risk. You get caught, you are fined, or you go in jail. But, you know, the digital euro is going to have a limited amount of control. There will be control. You're right. You're completely right. Mm-hmm. We are considering whether for very small amounts, you know, anything that is around 300, 400 euros, we could have a mechanism where there is zero control. But that could be dangerous. The terrorist attacks on France back 10 years ago were entirely financed by those very small anonymous credit cards that you can recharge in total anonymity.
So anything over 1,000, you're in deep trouble.
So they're seeing what's happening globally with more withdrawals coming out of the banks and deposits going in, malinvestment, commercial real estate hitting the skids, higher taxes, inflation everywhere. I mean, over the weekend, over the last 5 days, Japan's yen is collapsing. It's like gone parabolic. Their debt to GDP ratio is now 250%.
Wow.
And we've talked about the United States being at like 120 something. Yeah. Whenever you go over 100, it's that your government will change. Your money will change. It's irreversible. You can't overcome that. Well, they're at 250. So this is going to cause them to have to jack up interest rates sky high. The rest of the world is going to have to raise interest rates as competitive yields. People want the highest yield wherever they go. I mean, these have dramatic implications. So then the second video that was in there is Christine Lagarde spouting off about how they want to illegalize, well, not want to, already have illegalized cash transactions in the European Union over $1,000. So it's in euros, but the dollar equivalent is $1,000. It's like, well, wow. So what does that mean? It means if you don't use some form of digital currency or credit card or anything, you can't use cash. You can't go in with dollars anymore and pay for anything over $1,000, or you go to jail. See, implications of these things are we're going to make it so everybody's transactions are trackable. So they can either cut you off from buying or selling, or they can tax you. You can't tax what you don't know about. You can't tax those private transactions. So this is where the world is headed. So what is the ramification of that? We're either going to sink or swim with it, right? We're going to decide to do something about it, or we're just going to have to face the music. This is where I want to encourage everybody is God's promises are true. His word never returns void. There's safety and protection and provision when you give with a grateful heart and you follow his words. The Bible isn't there as just like a suggestion on how if you do it this way, it's probably better. No, Some of these things are tried and true, universal, godly principles. You give and you'll receive. You make good choices, you're not going to have bad consequences. There's all kinds of amazing truth mm-hmm. in the word that I wish people would just listen to and abide by and have the courage to act on. Because I do think yeah. what's coming is awful economically, yes. politically. It's like this freight train coming down the hill. But here's where we have sounded this warning siren since Silicon Valley Bank went under, mm-hmm. right? Is there's going to be more bank failures. There will be plenty more. So over the weekend, the IMF basically says, yeah, we're going to have
the International Monetary Fund for people mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the International Monetary Fund said there's going to be more bank failures and bank runs. Then on Saturday, Republic Bank in Philadelphia went into FDIC receivership. How did they go directly into FDIC receivership? There was no bail-in provision because the bank temp funding program sunset on March 11th, like we talked about. There is no more emergency funding. They went right into FDIC receivership. Mm. And some bank like Fulton Bank or something bought them out. Well, if Fulton Bank isn't big enough to take on their toxic assets, Fulton Bank's assets are going to become toxic. Mm-hmm. So, right? You can't not drink poison water and expect it not to poison your well too, right? Sure. So this was what the IMF warned about. Bank failures coming. One happened, went right to FDIC receivership. We talked about this for probably 7 months. That there was going to be another set of bank runs coming because banks are undercapitalized. Well, it's going to FDIC is a problem because mm-hmm. like we've talked about in previous shows, FDIC only has 0.74% of all deposits covered. Well, this just took away hundreds of millions of dollars from that fund. So there's not too many more bank failures that the FDIC can cover. So wow. here's where we use that courage that God gives us, the understanding to be like sons of Issachar who understood the times and knew what to do. We understand the times, know what to do, because God gives us wisdom to do that. But he also gives us the courage and boldness in that little leap of faith moment that we need to Amen. Do something that we haven't normally done,
yep.
which is, well, I've always done stocks or bonds. And that's what my advisor tells me to do. It's like, well, they both stink right now. Neither one are good options because they're overvalued. So we have to move to strength, and that'll put a smile on your face. And here's where, when you listen to God's direction, and I'm not saying that God's direction is, oh, you better go into gold or silver or else. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying is when you identify the forces, there's evil forces that are ruling and reigning in our world right now. But God is bigger than all of that.
Yep.
Right. And he will give us wisdom. Don't be part of debt. That's biblical. The whole global system is based on debt. Stimulus money is based on debt. Bailing out failed banks is based on debt. Mm-hmm. God doesn't like debt. He wants us to be free. Mm-hmm. And so anyways,
when loaners, as not I look borrowers. At
all these things, we have to act accordingly.
Mm-hmm. We are the head. We are not the tail.
100%.
It's so important.
And you look at all of God's laws and principles. Like he had these things in the Old Testament, like, you know, if you touch a dead body, you go through a cleansing process. And I'm sure there's people then they're like, well, I don't know. What difference does it make? I'm going to touch one. You know, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter. Well, whether you have the understanding, what his commands mm-hmm. have, they're there for our protections.
Yeah.
You know, and just like tithing, just like you said, your attachment to debt. And when you're a part of a larger organism, like with the U.S. dollar, and this banking system, you're attached to a debt-based broken system. So we've been, you know, monthly now for years allocating into mm-hmm. silver, into something that is physical, intangible, that you yep. can touch, that can't be just, you know, printed and broken and you know, just mass produced. Like the mm-hmm. Kansas City Chiefs can't produce like 9 million tickets for next year's games. You know, like you just, they just, mm-hmm. You can't just keep printing something, you know, when there's no way to fulfill it. So anyway, when people go to flyovergold.com, they can learn how to connect with you and walk through their unique situations. So
for a free consultation.
Yeah. And learn. So when you reach out, it's not to make a decision. It's simply to gain information. And we've had so many conversations with people lately who have done that and made that move and like, oh, I didn't know this was an option. I didn't know this is how it worked. I didn't know how easy it was. Mm-hmm. And here's the other funny thing. When people have done it once, we've had a lot of people that did like a small amount they had in savings. So they sold a second car and they had a little bit of cash there. And they're like, it's just sitting here. What do I do? And they get a small amount of silver. They're like, oh, that was so easy. I'm now going to do this with something larger because it felt good and becomes a regular thing like mm-hmm. it is for us almost monthly where you're allocating into silver, getting as much as you can out of the, you know, off the train tracks where it's going to get smashed and in a safe place.
So Flyover Family, go to flyovergold.com. It's a landing page, just a place you can fill out your information. When you do that, that will get somebody from Dr. Kirk's team to get a hold of you to set up the free consultation. So you want to do that right away because it takes a little while to get in the queue to make that happen. Or you can call 720-605-3900 to set up the time for that free consultation.
I'm going
to
mention one other thing. He said he's doing his annual meeting where, you know, everybody comes together and they do this. Last year, we went and just sat in on some of that.
It was so much fun.
Because we've known Kirk for 20-some years, 25-plus years. And I know some of the people on his team, but when we got to meet all of the people that work with him, I was like, man, it almost became a joke. I'm like, how do you find this many amazing people? Because it's literally every single person is the kind of person you'd want to work for you, or you'd want your daughter to date, or, you know, these kind of things are like, they're that kind mm-hmm. of a person. So you have an incredible team. Everybody that you talk to, his office, is operating with a high ethical standard to find out what's best for you.
That's right. So Flyover Family, go there. You will definitely be glad you did. Dr. Kirk, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff. And it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
For those of you that are my age or maybe even, you know, a little older in that range, you probably remember this commercial. Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guarantee if there's a cut in the supply chain due to weather, any other kind of political attack, we're in election year, your kids are going to be looking at you saying that exact same thing if all you've stored is rice, beans, and maybe some pudding. They're like, where's the beef? They want to substitute real beef for stuff made in a lab.
It's alive! It's alive!
Even if you're, you know, kind of a prepared person, you've got a few things stored, it's hard to take care of the protein source in a way that's still enjoyable. These prices are so good and the beef isn't in such good quality, you could be storing this beef and use it on a regular basis. This could be part of your Taco Tuesday experience because you don't have to worry about storing it in a freeze location.
The girl has tacos.
So go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. Again, flyovermeat.com, promo code FLYOVER.
All right, let's get our stuff together here. Hi. I'm David White. If we could skip the hi, my name's David part, because that's where I kind of tend to derail. Hi. But I did good. See, look. First thing says, say your name. Say your name, David White. Have you been wondering what to do with the spare time you have on Saturday mornings? Have I got a way for you to fill that time? Not cleaning your garage, folding your laundry, or doing something with yourself. Filling your head with worthless information about what may or may not have happened 5,000 years ago. Have you ever wondered about ancient civilizations or about chemtrails in the sky? Or have you ever had a friend at school talk to you about... friend at school?
Some days when you're sitting there with your lunch pail, you're talking to your friends at school, they bring up your flat earth, and you think it's a flat... I don't know if your flat earth is flat or not. I don't know, alligators are angry because they got all those teeth and no toothbrush.
And it's all true. And we talk about it every Saturday. We talk about Rubik's Cubes and stuff. We like to have conversations with people that have made documentaries, written books. Oh, this is terrible. I can like feel myself hating watching this later. Okay, give me a swoosh. Let's do this thing for real this time. I got a show for you. hang on, my eyes red now? You won't be able to tell in there. Peter can fix it. Can you run it through a filter? Can you run it through the Brad Pitt filter and get rid of my red eyes? Oh, I'm probably doing the world a disservice.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.